for a satisfactory performance. Sales revenue increased by 6,075 million baht, or 69.4% compared to the same period last year. This was the result of an increase in beer sales volume of 61.7%. Net profit of the beer business jumped 480.4% to 917 million baht in this quarter, due to an increase in sales and a decrease in raw material costs. The continued growth of beer segment drove the sales revenue in the first 6 months to reach 32,866 million baht, significantly increased by 17.4% from the same period last year. Non-alcoholic beverages in the second quarter 2016 saw an improvement in its business, from an increase in sales volume of drinking water, carbonated soft drink, and ready-to-drink tea. The business registered an increase in sales revenue of 147 million baht, or 3.3%, and a satisfactory decrease in net loss of 319 million baht, or 64.3% compared to the net loss, including gain on sales of the soup land and building in the same year of last year. Sales revenue generated by the food business in the second quarter was 1,768 million baht, grew 4.8% compared to the same year last year. In addition, a cost efficiency and controlling in advertising and promotion expenses helped the business to register net profit of 33 million, improved from net loss of 2 million in the same period last year. Sluggish global economy has a negative impact to our international business, especially in the European market. The economic problem in Eastern Europe, particularly those in Russia, has continued since last year. Moreover, the Great Britain started to face a decline in consumer purchasing power. Hence, corporates started to increase their marketing spending and promotional activities, which resulted in more intense competition within the industry. Sales revenue of international business in the second quarter 2016 increased by 13.2% compared to the same period last year. It was impacted by a decline in sales revenue of beer, cake, scotch, and we will now open the call to any questions on our results. Operator, please help open the line for Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who have questions to pose, please press 01 on the telephone keypad and be placed in the queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. Once again, 01 on the telephone keypad now. Our first question, Diva from Morgan Stanley, please go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you so much for the opportunity to ask the question. I have three questions. The first one is on the spirits revenue. Could you tell us, you mentioned the white spirits have actually grown, but could you mention what's the growth between white spirits versus brown spirits? And what's the reason for the increased growth of white spirits? Is it stockpiling or is it downtrading? And also the inventory levels in the system. My second question is on spirits margins. The margins actually came off from the first quarter level, but as I understand, the white spirits actually have higher percentage margins, so could you help us understand the reasons for the margins coming off? And my last question is on beer. If you could update us on the utilization levels and market share trends in July, and has there been any response from beer now that the prices are at par?
Why did it come off, given the fact that white spirits have higher percentage margins typically?
Okay,
one moment. Hi, DVN, this is Fuechai. To answer your first question, in quarter two, the white spirit is growing like about 6%, 6-7% in quarter two. But in brown spirit declined slightly by about 4-5%. This was because of the trade down. Okay? As I always mentioned that during the bad economy, this white spirit always the one who's growing and the brown spirit is declining. You want, I mean, on the consumption side, Nielsen said the first 6 months of the brown spirit in Thailand, including both domestic and import, was declined by 3.5%. And then the consumption first 6 months of the domestic declined by 3.2%, but the international spirit, like Scotch whisky, declined by about 11%. In terms of margin, the brown and white margin are very, very close, okay? But when I said the contributions of white is greater because we don't spend too much money on A&P, on white spirit. But in terms of margin, I think in terms of percentage, it's very close. But in terms because white spirit is cheaper, and the barrel is smaller. Okay, that's two questions. What is the first question again? About spirit. The third question is about beer. Okay, come on.
The other thing
will be inventory levels. The inventory levels at the end of quarter two, roughly the brown spirit is about almost 4 weeks, and then the white spirit about 3 weeks. It's probably one week higher than normal. Yeah, quite similar. But the brown spirit seems to have quite a weak consumption compared to the white.
And so, Narita, can you mention about the spirit margins? Do you want to mention like, any reasons specifically on why those spirit margins are lower this quarter compared to first quarter or 25% lower?
That's a total spirit, right? It's probably from the product mix mainly. I don't know the details, I have to find out, yeah. Okay, on beer.
Yes. And just to repeat the question, you are asking how the competitor have reacted.
Yes, I had
just
the utilization level, market share trends, and any response from the competitors given that the prices are now at
par. Utilization level remain high for the seasonality effect as well. In the second quarter, toward the beginning of the second quarter, was still part of the high season. So if you take the seasonality effect, the third quarter always be like rainy season, Buddhist then, so consumptions are lower. So in general, in alcoholic beverage. So then basically it's trailing off from April, May, and then start to go down, June, July. August and September tend to be the lowest consumption month for alcoholic beverage in Thailand in general. So utilization kept trailing down based on the consumption seasonality effect. But so far, if you see the volumes, Q2 has been one of the best volume we have achieved since we listed. I think back about could be about eight years ago. So this is a great result in terms of utilizations as well, based on the volume we sold. Then the market share maintained. I think we have from the beginning of the year reached approximately for Tiger here about 40% market share. We still believe our share still maintain at the same level. In terms of what have been reacted by the competitors, since the beginning around May, June, the competitors start to engage in discounting, price reaction mainly. So we have seen that toward by the end of June or toward July, it started quite early in June that the price point, basically the price point parity between our product and the competitors have been achieved. It happened in two ways. Basically, the competitors have increase the front-end discount to the trade, so reduce their net effective pricing. As for us, we have, from the beginning of the year, been working toward getting to parity with our competitors in terms of pricing. So what we have done was tweaking and reducing our front-end discount to get toward effective price increase. So we have done, because it used to be that we still have, we had a good 5% price gap between the competitor and us. We're basically moving up slightly, and they're moving down quite a bit. So I think at the moment we are net effective price in the market at a wholesale level are quite the same. On average, we are parity with the competitors. So that's the reactions by competitors so far. Meaning increasing front-end discount, trying to lower the product into the market.
There's no changes
in
consumer retail price?
The consumer retail price has been stable from the competitor's perspective. Consumer retail price for us moving up. Their consumer retail price in some area moving downwards in some area, but mostly are maintained. So consumer retail price are basically, the gap has been closed, very close. So now back to, we have around 1 or 2% differences in terms of consumer retail. That's retail single bottle price.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question, news from UBS, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I have three questions. The first question, why FCL and FNN, the contribution from these two associates have fallen dramatically year on year, quarter on quarter? The second question is regarding your non-alcoholic beverage. If I may understand correctly, UGI sales fell, 100 plus fell, and other herbal drinks fell. Can you give us a little bit of flavor on what are the reasons and what's the outlook for these products? And my third question is just a general question about the outlook for consumer spending in general in Thailand this quarter, and what do you think happening? In your MDA, you mentioned things are picking up, but at the same time, you said consumers are coming down in the spirit business. And when we look at the same store sales growth of other retailers, things are picking up. So I just want to get an idea what's going on here. Thank you.
The first question we answered by Good City Chai, and the second question about Chak Chai and all, we answer by Wee Wei, who's on the other line in Malaysia, okay? And the third question, I will try to answer the general economy.
Okay, thank you, Kai. The reason that everything in FCL, this Q2 this year, are lower than Q2 last year. But everything Q2 last year, they have the Myanmar beer business. This year, they didn't have. So this year, they just have non-alcohol beverage only, which is the first reason. Second reason on the FCL side. FCL side, this year, this quarter, because there are delays in the development side, make a little bit different. Yeah, but particularly on the Q2.
Okay?
How much quarter on quarter?
Quarter by quarter on the Q2, total is about Q2 different, everything HCL, it's about 900 million different with the Q2 last year. But for the first half is just about 681 million only.
Okay? Second question, Wee Wei, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you answer yourself, please?
Yeah. So the question was why other plus, Chak Chai and others declined. Chak Chai declined because we have the launch of new VCPO, which has been extremely successful. So we were actually running flat out for the entire quarter in the peak season. So we have to prioritize between the brands, so we prioritize more for OEC brands which are more profitable than Chak Chai, which is less profitable. For 100 plus, as we mentioned, last year was the launch. in 10 March, and so we talked with big trade pipelining and a very big BNP campaign, advertising campaign for the launch of Amritsar. So there was a lot of initial sales there. This year, the sales are lower because we don't have the pipelining issue. However, I think the trend has improved. Compared to the first quarter, the sales of Amritsar were slightly better. And I think we are happy with the way it's improving in performance. The others are declining because we have stopped production from the PC model of FP from April this year. So that's the main reason for others going down. But I think the important lesson is that these are not like Chapchai and Crystal are not co-brands, but co-brands are Ken. Crystal and Oishi, and all three of them have recorded pretty good growth, close to 7 years for Ken, Crystal and also for Oishi.
Youssef, on the third question is about the economy. The reason we said is picking up because that we picked it up, we took it from the kind of the government message that they say is picking up about 2.2 just recently. But you know, our economy actually probably we're not growing more than the original estimate. I mean, the GDP probably is still about the same level, unless they have anything more. Government trying to do a lot in the second quarter, for example, during Songkran Festival, they kind of announced the tax reduction for the spending during Songkran on your vacation cost, on your hotel cost, that boosts up the spending of the consumer slightly. Okay, but it depends. Like last year, at the end of the year, they have the same campaign where you can spend like the last 7 days of the year, you can deduct your personal income tax. If they come up with that kind of campaign, then we might see some pickup on the spending. But overall, the economy is still quite difficult.
Okay, so what you're saying from your business, what you're seeing on the ground, consumer spending remain weak in general. And as we go into Q3, it's still weak. Correct.
Yeah, it will not change. It will not change. I think the people still probably consume the white spirit and will continue to do that. I didn't see anything that will change.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I have three. The first one is, do you see any product launches from Boon Rawd, and are you confident that you can maintain the market share for the rest of the year? The second question is, the improvement in for beer is quite substantial. Do you think that is sustainable, and we also understand what it could be caused by? The third is, also on the operating profit margin for non-alcoholic beverages, due to
a
reduction in marketing expenses. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. This is Prabhakar. The launch or the culture launch or anything by the competitors, we have been anticipating because it's this month has been. This August, basically 4 months after we launched our brand, and we have made inroads so far in the first 6 months. So we are now anticipating a change of our competitors, leading brands and the second brand. So the main brand is EO and the second brand is C. So these are the two brands we're expecting changes, but we have yet to see anything so far. But that's what we anticipate. In terms of market share, we continue to maintain our level of market share of 40% by year. That's been the two brands, but majority 95-98% of brands are Chan and the other brands are Chan. We continue to maintain our confidence at 40%. we have continued to deliver what we have said in the past since we launched our products. You can look at the historical number. We continue to deliver a higher growth of volume and a higher profit. But noted that the volumes, when we look at our launch, when we launch in August, we beat the market in September, and our market share rose continuously in October, November, and December. So we're confident we can deliver same or better than Q4 last year, but as we going into further next year, as you can see, we are maintaining our market share, and therefore we will be expecting more like a stable growth and a low digit growth from that point on. I'm talking 6 months away, because as you can see, when we launch, in the revenue is going up and compared with a lower base. Now we will view a full year of a higher base for the growth. I will pass on to Sir Edmund Neil, he's an SVP from here, Thailand. He's responsible for Thailand, responsible for the global business. He can share with you more on what's our plan to sustain this profitability and growth.
Hi, good evening, Francisco. This is Edmund here. Just a bit of insight as to what are the plans and the confidence for Charm moving forward. What's very encouraging, besides the market share growth, we also monitor the brand health in terms of equity measures where we are. So what's interesting is the three measures we have. One is top of mind. That is, if you ask consumers in terms of the brand they think of, what we mentioned first. The latest measure is for HOPU. This is a very important measure because usually if your top of mind is high, that becomes a choice of beer that consumers can choose. The next measure is in terms of brand trust. We have also exceeded that, the head of beer. And the final one is brand use most often, the last measure. That we have also got a bit of beer. So I think these equity measures is a good indicator of how the brand can become in the future. So based on that, and also our future activities that we plan, we hope that this momentum will continue.
Okay, Francesca, on the third question, I will ask Vivek to respond. Vivek, you still remember the question? Vivek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. The question on the marketing spend and operating margins from non-app.
That's right.
Yeah, so on the... If you look at the EBITDA margin, first quarter last year we were -8.2%. The EBITDA was -370 million last year, this is before exceptional items. And this year we have a positive EBITDA of 20 million. So that's a positive swing of almost 400 million of EBITDA, and the margin is up 0.4%. And the EBITDA margin is now 0.4%. So that's almost 860 basis point swing is the margin for EBITDA. Your second question on marketing. On marketing, this time during the summer we had three campaigns, one for S, Oishi, and another plus. Last year we had two campaigns, only for Oishi and the launch of 100 plus. We did not have a summer campaign for S. So despite having three campaigns for two last year, our overall SDNA is still flat. Stable at
47.2, 47.4%.
That's right, answer me question. Okay. Thank you, Francesca.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that the revenue is just much higher, even though the
sort of
expense is still the same, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the revenue is higher. The volumes are significantly higher, which translates into revenue growth and also reduction in the cost of goods sold. So the mix is favorable as well.
Okay, great, thank you.
Our next question, JTTL from Hakura Securities, please go ahead.
Yes, hi, thank you. I have three questions. The first two questions is about non-TEL. If you look at your non-TEL net loss in your income statement, it declined only marginally year on year. But then if you look at the OEG and the group performance on a standalone basis, we have seen a really strong second quarter for those two companies. So I would like to know why there's a discrepancy. Is there a lag time or is there any one-off adjustment that you have to retain those two companies into your income statement? That's the first question. Second question, we may have mentioned earlier that the plan sales decline because you focus on OCP or more. It is something that you all have cannibalized to subject digital media. If that is the case, at least you can have any more color on that front. The last question is on the bid. What I mentioned earlier that the inventory level remains top to the level of the first quarter. It is fair to say that people are still, I mean, the dealer is doubling up. And yet, some exciting headlines have to deal to see that in the second quarter. And in your view, what is the probability of the government spending a nine cap for BS experience in the third quarter this year? Thank you.
Okay, the question was Oishi and Samsung. Firstly, Oishi has cannibalized Chapchai. The answer is no. As I mentioned, it's more that we have rationed our production facilities to sell Oishi Kyoko and the other Oishi brands. Because we were running short of capacity because of the summer peak demand. So, Oishi might be more than
the price.
That's right. In fact, Oishi market share has actually grown much higher than what it was before. And in fact, we have significant gains during the summer. On your second question about Oishi and Samsung, the company is showing strong growth, but overall the loss is higher in the total non-AM. I just want to mention that are you looking at the non-AM loss before exceptional items? Because we have actually grown our EBITDA by 400 million in non-AM in this quarter. So overall the performance of non-AM is much better than last year second quarter.
Alright, okay. Sure, thank you for the clarification. Then let me go back and dig up the number again.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, on the third question, I think it came. Actually, they are not stuck up because of the rumor anymore, because the rumor of the tax increase was died out. But actually, I did increase the price for start from May 1. So actually, they haven't sort of stopped anything up, but the thing is the consumption is slowed down a bit. That's why they still have about 3 weeks of mild period, and then roughly about 2.5 or 2 weeks on the white spirit. Normally the white spirit probably they have about 1 week maximum. It's probably a week more than normal.
Okay. So the
4.7%
year growth in spirit sales
volume
doesn't come from the inventory
build up. Not really, because compared to last year we also stopped at the same time.
Right, but then you mentioned that the normal inventory point is just 1 week and 3 weeks, so it's a bridge that you could see that it's something in the second half of this year.
There are some risks there, but the thing is the government keep continuing to talking about changing the tax base and everything, which I think most of the dealers still maintain their stock at this level just in case. Because they only have space and they only spend the money there. So actually it's probably not going to decline very much. But the growth is mainly tip, as I mentioned earlier, is from the white spirit, okay?
Right. And
not really detailed. Actually, the process is probably longer than that because this time they want to change the tax base to move to from wholesaling to the retailing, retail level. And then they according to what the the Director General sort of said to the press that they have to adjust down the weight of it, which I don't know how much, not, they said not to impact very much. But tentatively, probably it would take about, the whole process, it would take about 6 to 8 months, I think it is.
So
it's
quite fair to say
we
should not be spending any time in
here. I hope not. I do not plan to. My plan is not put that in my plan at all, because this time they have to go through the parliamentary process, because it's a major change. It's not just a change of the rate. Change of the rate with normal sort of base, the regular base or the old base, they don't have to go through the parliamentary change and the parliamentary process. This time they have to go through the parliamentary process and then go to, I don't know what you call it, the Brisidica, which is kind of yeah, that's right. So it would be at least 6 months. So we actually didn't have a plan. We were looking at about February again.
But then my last question, Captain Louis, usually they only wait half the third quarter. So even if the process in this year, February, you think it would be next year?
I don't think they'll wait now. I don't think they'll wait till the third quarter next year. Yeah, because right. Normally the gap between tax increase of the spirit and the secret is about 2 months apart, but this time it's almost a year apart.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question.
Lee Goldman from Alvita Capital, please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I have a couple of few follow-up questions on the NAV side. You mentioned about Paul generally working on the market, but if we zoom into Market Plus and S in particular, how is this informing according to your own expectations? And also, aside from the three marketing campaigns that you had during the summer, can you talk a bit about maybe are you going to expand your distribution reach with these NAV products? And remind us on what kind of investments into production capacity or production facility that you have in the plans for this year?
Okay, on this last minute, I think as you know, last year we were actually declining at the rate of 20% year on year. In the first quarter, we were able to arrest the decline and we got flat in the last year. In the second quarter, we have actually gained 18% of significant high-teen growth. So yes, we have increased the market share also on this by 1 percentage point in this period. We have not the highest market share in the last 15 months. On other stuff, I think we are very pleased with the way the brand is developing. The packaging, the taste, and the image is very well received by the consumer. We have initially positioned it as an isotonic drink on focus on rehydration. So I think we have got the credentials set up for the brand. We are now going to sort of take it to the next level, which is to position it more as a healthier soft drink, CSD. And that's where we see the growth coming in from the brand. And I think we should be very positive about this brand. I think the only difference is that this requires a little more, a high degree of communication for the consumer to think of 100 plus as a carbonated, as a healthier carbonated soft drink instead of as an isotonic drink. So our focus going forward is going to be to convert the current CSD drinkers to accept 100 plus as a healthier way forward for drinking. So I think we'll make very positive of the brand. It's going to be a slow growth, not exponential, but the opportunity is very significant for that. We move towards healthier drinks. Even other plants is our potential rock star that can make us there. So that's 100 plus. And then the second question was on the distribution reach. I think we constantly work on this distribution reach. For example, in Sunsuk, we are beefing up our distribution and sales team. We are now putting up a pre-selling team in Sunsuk so that we have a stronger sales contact with the outlets. We have set up a lot of teams to increase our distribution. We are working very closely with the Thai
on increasing our distribution by collaborating with Cybef, Cashfly in the Northeast, because Cybef is very strong in the Northeast, and so we want to work with them and Kolonicha and us are working closely to grow that reach. So I think we keep working on distribution reach. As you know, for modern trade and also for agents, we work very closely with Pfizer anyway for Oishi, for agents, and also for Oishi and Chandra Plus, we still offer brands. We work together with Pfizer via the modern trade management company. So I think we try and leverage as much as possible on the strength of Pfizer for growing our distribution. In terms of production capacity, I think we saw that this year we were running a little short of capacity for what was an exceptionally hot summer. So we are going to get a new CA line for Oishi, which is coming by December, so we're ahead of summer next year. And for Crystal, we have, as you may have seen also some press reports, we are trying to get up to 3 to 5 new lines, 3 new lines plus 2 existing lines to be activated for Crystal, which would give us incrementally almost about 30-35% extra capacity going forward. So we have commissioned one plant in July for Crystal, 2 more plants to be commissioned in Jan and March of 2013, again before summer. And we have 2 existing plants which we are reactivating probably around December. So in terms of production capacity, we should be pretty good for the summer for Crystal going forward. Does that answer your question?
Yes, okay, thank you. And also, can I pause the question on the beer practice? Because previous quarters seem to tax rate haven't been that consistent. And going forward, how should we think about the tax rate? Should it be a 15% bit lower than the corporate tax rate in Thailand, where you have some tax incentives, or should we expect it to come up sometime soon?
Property tax here at all? Normally in Thailand, our corporate income tax is 20%, but our export, we are on the Hong Kong that offshore income, that one no tax. And for the OEC, they got BOI, we are no tax also. So when you see that our equity tax rate, since we have the BOI, we have the our export, that's no tax. So make us have equity tax rate so lower than 20%.
It's a correct number
because we have on our export, mostly in India, we have export 0 tax. Because there's an offshore income on Hong Kong 0 tax. Our export, most of them is on the VSI.
Okay, understood.
We are flexible in terms of the level loading at the agent level in trades. We keep track on the 2 weeks level, but we are flexible on how to move it back down to the level if we see a slowdown.
On the CapEx, can you ask the question again? We don't get the second question, Marian. This quarter, second quarter, we have paid final dividend and we paid final corporate tax. Final dividend, we put final income to 50 million baht. This is a big spend of the money.
And all the capital expenditure mostly is on the water line this quarter. I think we open a new water line in the Northeast. That will save a lot of our logistic costs going forward because we don't have to really transport our water from the central plain to the Northeast. We just opened a new one. And then next quarter, we probably will have another one in the south. That in long term, that will help a lot in terms of margin for the water. Okay? Everyone will respond to that in Thailand, the growth rate of the
okay. I think for Thailand, the overall surrounding the industry is about 3 to 4%.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have one follow-up question regarding restructuring. Well, you mentioned that the last conference call that you already appointed an advisor to look into the evaluation of the FCF assets as well as an app. Can you give us an update and what the timeline on that? Thank you.
So they are like we apply for FA and the IFA. Our FA is a family bank in them. Our IFA is Deloitte. But they still need the process. They need to take a certain time because everything and FCL, everything, they are not complicated. But FCL is the key expansion. And so we need acquisition and FA. So we need the time to make the valuation of that one. So the top line maybe next year.
You said last time by the end of this year, now it's when?
Yeah, I've seen the SEL, you can see that the announcement of SEL, they have so many, they put the asset in the lead. They make expansion acquisition. So they have so many expansions, so many projects, they take the time. Make them so long time to do that, but to do that one.
Okay, nothing else. Thank you. Our next question, Mr. Dean from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead. I have a couple of questions for me. Firstly, just walking down the other side, you mentioned earlier in the call that you're seeing some price cuts from the competitors and the Apple and around the chain. So I just wanted to know if you've seen much of an impact on that in the areas where you cut price, and would you be worried about some of the price cuts that they could do? Also on the non-alcoholic side, can you just maybe talk a bit about what they're seeing on the CSD side from competitors, if they are maybe fluctuating from that they're worried about or cutting prices anywhere. And also on the non-alcoholic side, what should we be expecting FGMA to pick up further given that essentially launching the
thank you, Nicholas. So, this is for Pak. The questions are relating to the impacts on the prices held by the competitors. I think this is well anticipated as a reaction to the changes Generally, in the market, we would expect price reduction when there is a price gap, because we had a price gap between our competitors. We were selling a slightly discount to them, and as we move up, they move down the price to compare. At this point, we don't expect further price discount by the competitor, and we have anticipated whether the questions have whether the changes have impact ourselves. We have to say it does slow down our growth, because you know as when the price we cut and we move to parent, but we believe it's a better growth that we gain when we do have growth. The growth that coming in is from the consumer that appreciate the brand, so it's better for our long term growth of the brand. And as Edna had mentioned earlier, that the brand health indicator, which we take it as a leading indicator, still showing that consumers have confidence in our brands and still try, having trial and having called as a brand used most often. So we believe with that leading indicator, the growth that we gain, although slower, will be better growth that play well with our anchoring of the market share.
Two questions. Growth in Pepsi and PD, new product development. Nothing on the carbonated soft drink side. Pepsi has launched a carbonated flavored water, which is a new, which is a hybrid category, so it's carbonated and comes from flavored water. Historically, flavored water has not performed well. All the launches in Thailand have not been successful, but Pepsi is promising to put in a lot of money behind building the category. So it's just been launched middle of last month, not too much impact yet. But I think the focus of both Coke and Pepsi is that they have their full range of cola plus flavors in the market. And I think it's more trying to make market share, so there's a lot of trade spend that's going on. From our point of view, we don't see that flavored water NPD coming as much. To your question on SDMA, will it pick up due to Korean on its launch? I think during this third quarter, we have only one big campaign, which is the Korean Orange Cola. And for Oishi and for 100 Plus, we don't have any major campaign in this quarter. So overall, the SDMA should be flat to decline. That's what the nation is saying. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Now we have a question from the gentleman who we secured this discussion.
Hi, just two quick follow-up questions for me. On the beer margins, I think that it's improved quite a lot since year-on-year kind of basis. I'd like to understand if that is sustainable. That's the first question. And the second part is other income. And other income you've seen a huge reduction in other income, and I'd just like to know whether there are any one-offs in this this segment.
Francesca, you're talking about other income in the beer segment or in which segment?
As a consolidated basis, you have the other segment.
You're talking about other income in this year or last year?
This quarter versus last year, same period.
Thank you for the question. The question relating to the margins and how sustainable the higher margin that is. The answer is actually based to the coming back to the operating leverage and the low utilization that we have. Previously, before the relaunch, as the utilization of the breweries was running at about 40% range thereabout, and now it's running crossing 60% range, depending on the seasonality a month as well. So as you can see, that when the utilization is moving upward, we gain higher efficiency at the brewery. And as also, since we have reconsolidated our liquid to Chan as a single brand, Chan Classic, we also gaining lots of efficiency in the breweries production. And also with the volume continuing to be high, those resolve into a better efficiency at the brewery. In terms of our sales force, because the number of sales force, we also increase our sales force, but it's not as fast, or clearly it cannot be as fast, and that's not the intention to be as fast as sales growth, because at certain level, you only maintain the appropriate amount of sales force to sell even a higher volume. So in a way, what you can see in terms of sales force, maybe efficiency, those are definitely maintainable. In terms of marketing spend, we in a dollar in terms of dollar amount, it's slightly higher, but again the volumes have gained so much so that we also gaining on the marketing the return on marketing spend as well. So with that three combined, then if we can anchor the market share at this level, surely the margin has gained so far. You can see certainly we are quite confident we can maintain. Okay.
Okay, got it. Yes.
Yeah.
Persistent in terms of the question about the other income, the major one that happened in this year is the FX gain.
I think it's more than just the FX gain. It's about 200 million Thai baht. It's other income, if I'm not mistaken.
The major one is FX gain.
Okay, the main one is FX gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cindy Thai CFO, major one exchange gain is to compare to the second Q on last year. Normally our other income come for interest income, divest on the western product in the factory supply. But this year the one that extra from the Q2 last year is the exchange gain. Because we put the people to monitor on the exchange, particularly so they monitor how to get the exchange gain.
Okay, great.
Should be higher than that in the first quarter.
But the part of the SG&As are quite variable as well. It's not just, it's, you know, the money spent based on the volumes that we forecast and how much we will go to spend.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, right. We have this expression, we actually change the fiscal year end. So this is another three months to come to the year 39. Yeah, so our next meeting, our November, we forward the final year end. Exactly, we have to pay because you can see that. You can see this is the link, higher profit, excess cash, but decide to pay a dividend to shareholders. It's our policy to pay dividend, subject to performance and excess cash. As long as I'm CFO, I guarantee you to pay dividend 2,000 a year.
That would be it. That's good.
Thank you for joining Thai Express Conference call tonight. If you have more questions, please feel free to contact IR.